There you go.
Welcome to AMC Press and Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant! We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliate of Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
Ah, yes, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the new year, ladies and gentlemen. It is 2016, not 2015. I'm your host, Brendan, along with my co-host, Johnny Dubell. Yeah. And Allison is not in tonight, nor is Blackford. They are both off. They will be joined on next show. And so this is for all of you that are counting. What does this make it, Johnny? 2016 show.
What is this? 533?
Something like that? Yeah.
So,
533
like
sounds
that,
about right. We think. We're not sure. But anyway, yeah, we're glad that you're here. 533, you're right. Holy shit, Johnny, you're right. Fucking hell. And yes, so if you want to call in, our number, just in case you didn't catch us on Facebook, our number to call in is God, man, what's that? Is 323-792-2996. God, we should get a different number. But anyway, yeah, tonight we are talking about the Netflix series Making a Murderer, which premiered back before Christmas of 2015. And also, we're talking about ADA violations in school districts, and we're talking about a sex toy. Yeah. God,
ooh,
what is it with this show and sex toys? I have no idea.
It must be 2016. Well, I almost said 16.
It must be 2016. You know, if we're all familiar with it, if anybody's been catching up, the latest new trend now is making of a murderer. Now, this is a case about Stephen Avery and his nephew, Brendan Dassey, who basically, well, I hope we're going to get a lot of calls tonight, because it's going to be a long show if we aren't. However, basically, in 2005, in Mattawa, Wisconsin, Brendan Avery is set free on account of the fact they can't accuse him of anything. However, the funnier thing about this than 2 years later, because the Avery's, it's not only because the Avery's own a scrap yard, a scrap metal yard, it's about the inefficiency of possibly the worst case I've ever seen on record. Allison and myself, both in separate apartments, viewed the same series. And we came up with our separate conclusions. You know, half of me thinks, oh, this person should be guilty. But the other half of me thinks the level of prosecution is, well, horrendous. I mean, Johnny, have you seen the series?
No, not yet, but I think I might have to check this one out.
It's an amazing series. I mean, to our younger viewers who are tuned into the program, and we know you're out there, we don't suggest that you tune into the series because it's quite, how do you want to say it? Oh, yeah, gory.
Isn't it like a 18 and over rating, MA?
Mm-hmm.
Mature audiences only?
Yeah, I mean, you don't want, if you're 13 years or younger, do not think, do what we think you're going to do, which is go and grab your parents' Netflix password, type it in, and then search up Making of a Murderer. Please don't do that, because in all honesty, it is a very interesting documentary.
I was wrong.
What, Johnny?
Yeah, I was wrong on the rating.
You were wrong with the rating.
Oh, it's a new year. Make that a TV-14 rating. My bad.
It's a what?
TV-14, not MA. My bad.
Yeah, no, TV-14? Yeah, definitely.
For people 13 years or younger.
Yeah, no, MA would be suggest that it was a mature rating, and then also it would suggest that people who are 13 can handle this shit. Well, I've got to say to you, people who are 13 cannot handle this shit. I mean, if they can handle this shit, I'd be very, very shocked that they could, you know, many states. I think that in my at least in my view, it's rather interesting to it's rather interesting in the fact that when you watch the series, you don't know whether to believe the guy, right, or not, you know what I mean? You don't, at first, you know, you see that this person is let free and then dragged right back and forth about a year later to, really, his demise. Because, you know, back in 2005, Stephen A. Avery basically said, oh, we're going to sue them because, rightly so, I have been basically, stultified for 16 years of my life already. And I guess the more interesting thing about this is that when you stumble on this Netflix series, it's kind of it's an interesting series regarding so many things. Regarding the fact that in this trial, so he sues them for $2.1 million, doesn't get the $2.1 million, and then uses the settlement money to hire the lawyer. Now, I don't see any problem with that, not at all. But then halfway down the line, the prosecutor, since this is Mattaway, Wisconsin, basically turned around and said, I'm going to put this man in jail. And now people are starting to step out that were on the jury and saying is that pretty much the verdict, you know, that they gave was wrong. You know, people were swapping people were swapping votes. And swapping votes in the kind of saying, if you grant him guilty for this one, I'll grant him non-guilty for this one. If you grant him guilty for this one, I'll do the same thing. And I guess, Johnny, what I don't get in this society is that when you're convicting somebody to life, right? Right.
Right.
And you're on the jury, right? And they have this I've been on juries before, too, and they have this policy of not talking to the outside about the jury. And I totally get that. But yet, the funnier thing is, that in our justice system, at least in British justice system, it's, you know, you have a right to a fair trial. In American justice system, it's the same thing. But in the Wisconsin justice system, in at least in that county, I don't think they had a fair trial for him. And now I'm glad I don't think they had a fair trial, and I don't think when they did, you know, convict these people, what they did was fair, because by the end of the documentary, I kind of felt slighted. Because by the end of the documentary, you felt, wait a second, you know, something's not right, in a way, you know. And not right in a way of, just you know, just the feel that I got from the documentary of how wrong the prosecutor was. Like Ken Kranz, for example. Ken Kranz is coming out now after being sexually accused of a sexting scandal, right? And saying, oh, well, they got what they deserved, and this, that, and the other thing. And I'm going, if you got what you deserve, right, Johnny?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wouldn't you go and say, wouldn't you go and say, basically,
wait a minute, something's not right here.
Exactly. Wait a second. What did Exactly. What did I do to deserve blank?
What?
And then, like, in almost every episode, it was like, no, I didn't do this. It was some rapist from 80 miles away. We don't even know that. We don't even know how bad it is. And then also, we don't know how bad the entire thing would be. And I guess for me,
I cannot, I cannot express how I feel, you know, with many things, starting with the prosecution, ending with Stephen Avery, and the way that they convicted him. I don't think it's fair. I think they should get a second trial. I mean, tell us what you think. Please tell us what you think. Please call us at 323-792-2996. And press 1.
Press 1?
That
you don't need it.
3-2. What?
It's 323-792-2996.
That's right, and press 1. I mean, if you have anything, I mean, it would be much appreciated if you call. But, like, the thing, I think the thing about Netflix, and they're saying, oh, it's, you know, really up to the state. But now, in the news, jurors are coming forward, and they're saying, you know, if their goal... The girl recently was saying, oh, yeah, our goal was to
question the criminal system in the United States of America. Yes, everything happens. There was a breakout on Rikers Island against the guards recently, and that was back in 2015. And imagine if I said back in 2015, like it was yesterday. And it was about a week ago. But, you know, back in the fall, there was a breakout at Rikers. They had a massive breakout between prisoners and staff. And now the same thing is being done. I think that, you know, as far as the judicial system in America, I mean, Johnny, what do you think?
What
Johnny?
Ding dong, nobody's home.
Well, yeah, but what do you think in terms of that?
I guess I kind of... Dang it, I zoned out.
I mean, in Pennsylvania, what is it like?
What is it like? Shit, he is lost, my friend. I don't really know.
I mean, it's a thing of, it's a thing of misjustice in the end. I mean, every day in the news and somewhere in the news regarding, disability, we face injustice every day, but this is criminal injustice. This is 6 years, no, 2005 plus to now, so that's about 15 years of the case. And he's slated he's slated to be released in 2048, which is a long time from now. However, there's now, if you really want to change this around for them, that first off, watch the documentary. Go on Netflix. Seek Making a Murderer. You'll see what we mean, or see what I mean. Allison and Blackwood
will definitely
Go put it on your list if you have it.
You know, it's crazy with, you know, go put it on, first off, like I say, watch the documentary, watch all six parts of it, then, if we're still covering the subject next week, which I dearly think we will be, because it's a hot topic and it's trending right now, I think that we will definitely have things planned. You know, everybody will have an opinion. Everybody does already have an opinion.
Oh, yeah.
And, yes?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, watch the documentary, then focus in with your opinions, write us on our Facebook page. We're on amcpressandco.com, as well as amcpressandco on Facebook. And the thing about, you know, this case is, like I said, you have to judge with justice or injustice. I mean, I can go both ways. So can Allison. I believe, Johnny, once you watch it, you'll see what we mean. And Blackwood, I'm not sure about, but I'll clue him in. The thing about, you know, which, you know, Netflix has loads of great series. It's a matter of you just going, okay, can I, will I? And it's an awesome thing, because when you look at stuff like Orange is the New Black, right, of which I'm a huge fan, and this, and then you bring in Serial into it, it ranked out Serial, you know, of which, props to Serial, their first part, the second season is just on the way. I haven't been listening yet, but I will be, and I will catch myself up. I was extremely interested, and now now it's underway. Serial out for making a murderer, you know, basically had the you know, everybody's had a day in the sun. I mean, you talk about Orange is the New Black, that focuses on women prisoners. This focuses on a real-life murder. You know, same with HBO's The Jinx. which focused on Robert Frost, I believe it was. And that is a different thing altogether. HBO does a fantastic thing. Go check out Vice. If you don't have HBO, get HBO. We know it's expensive, but it's worth the investment. However, you know, next week we'll cover more about this. But we do need to press on, right, Nonny?
We gotta press on.
We've got
to press on. You gotta keep on pressing on.
Yep, we keep on pressing on.
As I always
Clinton,
say, we gotta keep on keeping on.
Keep on keeping on, that's right. I mean, the thing about Hillary Clinton, whether you love her or you hate her, she's basically the forefront runner in the Democratic nomination for president. Now, what I can't get, and I can't wrap my brain around, is how come all the, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, Johnny, but how come it ends up to be basically 16 people running on the Republican ticket, right, currently? And then you have three. Yeah, that's right. Three.
Yeah.
On the Democratic ticket. You know.
Here's how I see it. You have Hillary Clinton, you have Bernie Sanders, you have some other guy. If that's what it's like.
I mean, and the some other guy is not Ben Carson. You know, although maybe if he had better luck, he could switch over to the, what's that called? Oh, yeah, am I? Yeah, Democrat. And, you know, maybe get a better luck, but he's really, you know, but anyway, forget my things about Ben Carson. But yeah, Clinton wants to open her own, more disability. More disability, you know, increases autism symptoms. And I've got to tell you, you know, presidential hopeful candidate, you know, that there should be more stuff that is talked about within, there has to be more people, more services besides Autism Speaks. We are in fans of Autism Speaks. Why? Because they put research before the actual kid. Case in point, that is, it's wrong. I mean, you're basically then saying, oh, yes, we would like our suits who sit on a board to talk about something that is rather, how do I want to say this? You know, there are more people who deserve this kind of thing. You know what I mean? I mean, Johnny, how would you feel if there was no services for people without pay?
It would be pretty harsh.
I mean, it'd be a pretty harsh world, right?
We'd be all going crazy.
Well, we would be going crazy. We wouldn't know where our next meal was from.
Or.
We'd be hanging around, you know, wild fences and be like, what?
Or we'd probably be out on the street somewhere.
Well, yeah, I mean, I see both of them, you know, going on. I see people wandering on the street, but I also see people who could not, I guess, it's not couldn't care less. It would be people that are not exactly honed in, you know, because the world is not exactly, well, honed in. And taking in a lot of, they're taking in the bandwidth now, but I really don't think they've been taking in the bandwidth for a long time. I mean, what do you think about it?
I don't know where I'd be without these services, though.
Well, yeah, I mean, what kind of services are there out of in greater Pennsylvania than?
See, I went through, like, the speech therapy and years of that.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, I think that when you receive therapy, that's a sign that you got. Most of the world really doesn't get it, but yet, if we're counting everything out, you're taking more of a thing, and then you're doubling it. But what Mrs. Clinton wants to do is increase the initiatives and all the people, or all the things that, all the chances that we have in this world. And Trump just wants to get rid of everything, mostly, and then build a wall around fucking, you know, Mexico into the U.S. and get all the illegals out and this, that, the other thing. And I said to my counterpart, I said, how in the world can they do that when he has more trouble trying to scurry up votes? You know? But anyway, I mean, we have to press on. What's next on the
like
topic?
What I'd like to see is more housing for autism people.
They want to move out.
Like, more housing, like.
Oh,
they want to move
I would
out,
like
that,
that,
that would be.
I would love to see more housing. Because more housing would, in effect, change the strides here. You know, of a lot of things. Namely, for us, I think, to exist on our own free will.
Exactly.
You know.
But you have the services there just in case.
Right, and then also have a support system. But what do? They stick us with low-income housing and then expect us to pay. That, to me, well, half of our stuff goes into it, right? Most of the stuff, then what's our overhead? You know, we should be kings. We could have been kings, you know what I mean? Or, you know, women with disabilities, queens for that matter. You know, kings and queens. I think most people are a lot more scared. Not than they've been before, but there's a new territory. You know, more and more and more I'm seeing people going out and, you know, helping people with disabilities. But I don't think our government has entirely gotten it together regarding the radical changing of something called Access VR. I think that a lot of laws in that have to be changed. I mean, what do you think?
I mean, even apartments around here, they're like $1,000 a month.
They're what?
The apartments around here are like $1,000 a month on average.
Right, and they shouldn't be that.
They shouldn't be that.
They should have a discounted, not low-income housing, but they should have a discount for everyone under a certain age, you know, under 39. Because we know from most things, if you are of that age, if you're of that age, then I think that should be a law that is consistent, you know. Yeah. However, who am I to say, you know? You know, I think that there should be more jobs for people with disabilities. I mean, we very soon, you know, on this program, will be helping people with disabilities actually obtain jobs because we need writers. Yeah. We also need disabled producers. And we need a couple more people, you know, on the show besides myself, you, Allison, Elaine, and Black Hood hosts the show. We need another crew, you know. Not because we're going to say bye, because we're not going to say bye. We're just going to, you know, we're just going to add on more voices to this podcast. That's how I think about it. And we're going to get new mics, too.
even though mine works pretty good.
Well, even though yours was pretty good, I doubt that everybody can actually hear me through a twist-up iPod mic.
You need a new mic.
Of course, I need a new mic.
You definitely do.
You know, the studio needs to get a bit of an upgrade.
Yeah.
And we're working on it. However, we're also working on the website, too.
Yeah.
I guess. For our final topic tonight, with just 10 minutes to go, Amazon, where are thou, Amazon? Why did it?
Let's let's lighten the mood right here.
Yeah. What happened?
Let's talk about sex toys. Why not?
Yeah, what happened, Mr. You know? What happened? And just, yeah.
Oh, boy.
just what happened? Well, we'll tell you what happened. We'll tell you what happened. Customer complains of what happened. Yeah, person comes along and calls up Amazon. Yes. You have a complaint. Yes, of course you have a complaint. Right. So I can't fucking hear you. Sorry, I can't hear, I still can't hear you. Right. Went wrong. What? Yeah. Right. So yes, you could hear me through that muffled speech. Sex toy went wrong. Not only did sex toy went wrong, but an IT contractor living in Ireland discovered a 10-inch dildo in his Amazon shopping cart after complaining about a mistake in his previous order. Pedro, which is a very strange name for a person in Ireland. Yes, Pedro, yeah, my name is Pedro. Right, anyway, Pedro is an IT contractor and sent a dissatisfied customer satisfaction after he's using the wrong version of a textbook. Now, that he opened from a German portal of Amazon. Now, this is where it gets funny. So,
Guess what? He found a 10.25-inch huge black dong.
Yes, a black dong. But yet, the huge dong in his cart. And he said, if my best friend did it to me while I wasn't watching it, of course I would find it funny. But I'm not a prude. And the problem was, I was at the office. It's an open space with people behind me, and a guy and two girls were sitting when I popped the Amazon account and saw the contents of my shopping basket. And yet, the lengthy back and forth between Pedro and Amazon's executive customer relations team, Andres Morvera of Amazon's executive customer relations team, as they tried to piece together how a customer service representative could have done something like this. Well, I kind of say it's funny because, you know, every college student, every, you know, grad student or whatever, has some relief. Right? They'd love this. But
unless you're a guy, then it'd be just...
Unless you're a guy, and a guy just having to be, you know, dangling with a big, huge fucking gold piece. Well, I did say it. Yeah, you're right. But, you know, with a big, huge fucking gold piece thing, here I am, world! Fuck me! Or the reverse. You know,
Be careful on those negative reviews. They just might screw you over.
I mean, literally screw you over? Yes. Metaphysically? Yes. Internetly? Or internet? On the internet? Definitely will screw you over. It's like being a public exhibit. You know, have you ever seen the movie Unfinished Business? I saw a bit of it. Vince Vaughn is basically an art installation piece for the entire museum. which is actually quite funny. You'll have a chance to go see it. But with 7 minutes or 8 minutes to go, I think...
Or even 10,
what
like...
certainly... Yeah, but while it certainly looked like an associate at Amazon placed a giant dildo in a customer's shoulder market, he said, we cannot prove it. With what it said, the 100 euro gesture of apology and the hint from Mulberry that his associate had been fired or changed role, Amazon is not denying the incident, but all the all point towards the uncomfortable truth. The giant dildo really was thrust into Pedro's shopping bag without his permission.
Pedro, we have just one question at AMC Press & Co. here, which is, which condom did you use? Was it a Trojan? Did you think it was a Trojan? Or was it a Max Factor? Maybe, you know, Smith and Max Factor over the condom. And then out of Black Dildo, make it pink. You know, kind of thing. Anyway. Yeah, I mean, Amazon, we have news for you. Which is that, well, for us, we, as a company, are possibly never going to the German portal again of your site. Not that we ever went there in the first place. But, it is kind of fucking funny.
Like,
you know. You were going to say, Johnny?
I guess there was literally thrusted into his cart.
Well, thrust into his cart, and then also...
Oh, my.
Thank you, George.
How do you go... Yeah, George, you really did a Pumar. You know, oh, goody shoes.
Oh, boy,
goody,
are we
goody
just...
gosh.
Boy, are we just...
Hey, you know, go to the red light, Mr. Amazon.
We're just bad tonight, aren't we?
We're awful.
We're awful, right? Good googly moogly.
For a first show back? Oh, Jesus. Anyway, yeah.
Making Jerry Springer blush.
What?
They're making Jerry Springer blush over here.
Maybe. Yeah, so that's a introduction to the new year, I guess. And I guess we'll see you on Monday. We won't have a show until Monday. That's right.
Nope.
Monday.
Yeah, we're going, yeah, back to regular schedule.
Back to the regular schedule, which means Allison might be on, might not be on, she's under the weather. But Blackwood, myself, Johnny, will be on. We'll definitely be here. And
good to be back.
We'll have new stuff. We'll have new stuff, and we're looking for people. We're making the applications now. I know we said this, but we are seriously getting the applications together. We just have been having a little bit more trouble with how to get them to you and the forms. So, yeah. Anyway, give us a call. Give us a message. Drop us a line at AMC Press & Co. on Facebook, AMC Press 21, AMC Press News on Twitter, and if you want to follow me, I'm at RedHood226 on Twitter, and I will gladly respond. I don't have a Facebook page yet. Anyway, hope that you are well and have a happy 2016. And
yeah, happy and prosperous New Year.
Yes, we will see you next Monday for more disability chats and satire. Anyway, good night, everybody.
All right. On that note, good night.
Good night.